most of the U.S. Midwest will likely experience a relatively tranquil weather pattern for a little while as we go forward through the balance of this week and into the weekend. No extremely cold bouts of weather are likely, but we will have temperatures that are cooler biased, and that will be ongoing as we go through a large part of this next five-day period. There will be enough cold air that there'll be some concern about Florida citrus crops a little later this weekend and early next week, but from a winter wheat perspective in the soft wheat production areas in the Midwest, we don't expect temperatures to get cold enough for a long enough period of time to create much of a concern. The lowest temperatures this week are expected to bottom out in the negative single digits and negative teens in the eastern Dakotas and Minnesota, but we won't see temperatures in the heart of the Midwest any cooler than single digits and teens, and most of those single digits will be confined to northern areas where there's still plenty of snow on the ground. And the coldest air for those northern areas will occur at the end of this work week, and also again late in the weekend and early next week. We will see some sub-zero temperatures possibly on Sunday or Monday mornings in portions of the northern Midwest, extending as far south as northern Illinois. But I doubt seriously we'll see anything colder than that any further south. This cold air mass, or these two cold air masses that are expected, should be fairly quick moving, and they're not going to come with a lot of precipitation. The majority of the region is expecting very little in the way of significant precipitation for a while, but with that said, there will be at least a couple of disturbances that will bring at least an opportunity for a little bit of snowfall to northern parts of the region. The first disturbance is coming into the region later today and will continue tomorrow. This will likely produce some snow across the Great Lakes region and no other areas except possibly Ohio and northeastern portions of Indiana. The accumulations should be relatively light. A second disturbance in front of the second surge of cold will push through the Midwest as we go from Thursday night and more likely Friday in the northwestern parts of the Midwest into the eastern Midwest as we go from Friday into Saturday. That system will also produce only light amounts of snow, running from a dusting upwards to a couple of inches, and the Great Lakes region will be most favored. Once that second surge of cold comes through the region, a warming trend will start to occur, and a warm front will likely generate a little bit of precipitation to portions of the upper Midwest as we get into Sunday, and that wintry mix of precipitation will work its way across the Great Lakes region into early next week. Then it looks like another round of cooler air will come into the north central parts of the U.S., possibly during the early part of next week. That cold air mass, though, is still up for considerable amounts of debate. I think it'll probably be a weaker event. It looks as though the afternoon temperatures across the majority of the region over these next few days will certainly be cooler biased as well. We won't see too many locations that get very warm. We'll expect the warmest weather to probably occur across the region this afternoon, with 30s and 20s expected in the northern parts of the Midwest, while 40s to near 50 degree temperatures will occur in the south. Kansas and Missouri, western Missouri in particular, will likely be warmest. Down in South America, there's still some concern about delays in second season corn planting as well as the harvest of early season crops. Rainy weather over the past week has left the ground saturated in many areas in Brazil. The outlook is for that region to dry down, but only gradually. We'll watch real closely what happens over these next few days. I personally believe that most of the farming activity will be slow, but not inhibited to the point where there's going to be any concern for the quality of crops that remain or any prolonged delays in the fields in general. We do expect some port loading delays in a few of the areas along the Atlantic coast in eastern portions of Brazil as well. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.